From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, more on the suicide bombing that killed one soldier and several Iraqis today outside the U.S. headquarters in Baghdad. But first, the Washington Post reports today it has several new photographs of prisoners being abused in Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. One shows a woman holding a naked man by a leash. Another shows a naked man handcuffed to a bed, with a pair of women's underwear covering his head and face. The report comes one day after President Bush appeared on Arabic-language television networks promising a full investigation into the abuse of prisoners. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is due to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee tomorrow. I spoke with one member of that committee, Republican Senator John McCain, about the questions he plans to ask Rumsfeld.
The first question that needs to be asked is, how did this all happen? I think the second question is, who's responsible and exactly what happened? Another question is have we seen the full extent of the situation, or is there more to come? And finally, what do we need to do in order to repair the damage and ensure that something like this never happens again?
Now, these abuse allegations, these specific abuse allegations are fairly new, but abuse allegations in general regarding Iraq and Afghanistan are not new. They have been surfacing for at least a year. So why hasn't Congress exercised its oversight until now?
Well, I think that one of the major reasons why Congress hasn't exercised its oversight is that it hasn't been informed. Secretary Rumsfeld was over here last Wednesday and briefed members of the Senate on the situation in Iraq, and never mentioned that that evening 60 Minutes was going to have the program that they did.
Now, people keep saying that this has to go up the chain of command. How far up should it go? And would you say it should go all the way up to the top to Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, and that he should step down?
I don't know. I think we have to have hearings and determine a lot of things, including the extent of it. And so I think it'd be premature to make any judgment along those lines.
Well, there is a feeling out there, an angry feeling out there, that no one's really minding the store, that this is sort of the latest in a series of events that appear to make it look like the U.S. is not in control over events in Iraq. Mm-hmm. How do we regain control? How do we make sure that we do not have abuses in prisons, that we do not let cities like Fallujah get out of control?
First of all, we have to find out exactly what happened. Second, we have to take whatever measures are necessary to hold those responsible who are responsible. And I think we need to make sure that it is a transparent process, such as, for example, prisons being completely open to the International Red Cross and others. And it's clear that Congress has to have more oversight and perhaps be more aggressive in its efforts to maintain its responsibilities and is overseeing the activities of the Department of Defense.
Reaction in the Arab world has been uniformly negative and has not been mollified by President Bush's remarks on two Arab language television networks or by any other U.S. official remark. What do you think needs to be done to try to mollify their anger?
I think that the President of the United States did the right thing by going on Arab television and radio. I believe that it wouldn't be inappropriate for him to continue to do so as we work our way through this. And yes, it doesn't mollify him, but I think it's important that the President speak to the Arab people. And I think that now we have to put his commitment of rectifying this wrong into action. And I think we should all join together in doing that.
Now, I want to ask for your personal reaction. You yourself, you were a prisoner of war. What was your reaction when you saw those photos?
It was no different from any other American. Anger, sorrow now is primarily my emotion, because after you run out of outrage, you're sad because it's a tremendous setback this is and the tremendous stain this puts on the honor of the United States Army when 99 and 44 100% of the United States Army are good, decent, honorable people who have performed a million acts of courage and compassion and generosity to the Iraqi people.
Republican Arizona Senator John McCain, thank you very much for speaking
with us.
Thank you.